this is just backup, just in case something goes haywire.
So did you ever get these reports?
Bonnie had to send them to me. I'm not getting them.
I didn't get them.
You didn't get them either?
No.
How did you get them?
I got them on Friday through email.
I never got an email.
Did it go into your spam maybe?
No, I looked everywhere.
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I figured it honestly wasn't, there wasn't much to it this time. It wasn't like that, you know, I mean, it worked low on claim, you know, that's not. I got the agenda, that was the only thing I got, was the agenda, like,
he took that was
in the Word, like, document, but that was.
January, did you say it would turn green? Or is it recording now?
You're good.
Oh, they said it would turn green, okay.
No, you're good, and then you'll hit that one, right?
Perfect.
Yep.
Call the meeting to order. Welcome, everybody, to the Seymour Redevelopment Commission meeting. Roll call.
Mark Dennis.
Here.
JJ Reinhardt.
JJ, they're telling me to move.
You what?
I'm sorry, they're telling me to move, so. Yeah, it's not personal.
JJ Reinhardt.
Roll call.
I'm here.
Nathan Tormelli.
Here.
Bonnie Good, here. Tim Harden.
Here.
John Kelly.
Okay, we have a quorum. Thanks, everybody. Has everybody had a chance to look at last month's meeting minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you, JJ.
A second.
Thank you. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any public hearings? Not seeing any. Is there any old business? New business. Terry Lee with the BCA Environmental Consultants.
Well, that was fast. I'm Terry Lee with BCA Environmental Consultants. We're the consultant working with the city on the U.S. EPA Brownfield Assessment Grant that you guys applied for and got in 2022. I'm here just to remind you that you have it as an economic development tool, a redevelopment tool in your toolbox. I left some flyers at your spot. They look something like this, green across the top. One just basically explains, again, it's a brownfield assessment grant, explains kind of what a brownfield is. Examples that might be in your community. The grant pays for phase one and phase two environmental assessments and mitigation planning for old factory sites or old commercial buildings, whether they're in your downtown or outskirts of town, old schools, hospitals, gas stations, dry cleaners, stuff like that. You have the grant that you received was $500,000. It's a front-loaded grant, so it's not a reimbursement grant. It's front-loaded. You guys have the funds. We're the environmental firm of record, so we do the actual work for you, for the city. Actually, the city was the applicant, but it's for the city and the county. So it's any sites in Jackson County, not just in the town of Seymour. You have a little over $300,000 remaining available to use for your projects. I've talked with your mayor, talked with Mayor Matt about it. He's familiar with it. Met with Jim. He's familiar with it. They both talked to us about some sites that might be possibilities in your community. Typically, we get engaged when there's a transaction, so a buyer that either needs, desires or requires the environmental investigation that maybe their lender requires, or maybe just for their peace of mind. They don't want to buy a property that's potentially contaminated without getting it checked out first. That's one thing that we do as a firm, as a company, is remind cities, counties, redevelopment commissions that if you're taking properties, acquiring properties from owners for redevelopment, make sure you go through the due diligence of having the phase one and phase two work done. Can relieve you from liability in the future, depending on details, of course. You have about $300,000 to spend left in the grant. The grant cycle right now retires September of next year. EPA will allow us to reapply for you. This year, if you've spent down at least 70% of the funds, so you need to spend actually almost half of what you have remaining in order to get to the 70% mark. I know we've done some work for you on the Kiefer paper mill site, XL Tool and Die, George's Tire, Seymour Alignment, XL Tool, I said that one, Miller Building and Madden Building, and we're starting on those now with phase ones. So I just wanted to, I didn't come to ask for money or favors. I just wanted to, after a meeting with the mayor and Jane, wanted to just kind of follow up with you guys. I know what you do. I've served on redevelopment commissions, both for the city and the county in a former life. And this is just a nice economic development tool. So your developers want to know about this. Working with another community not far from here that has this same grant, and they had money to spend with a developer. And I talked to the developer after the mule was out of the barn, and he had just spent $70,000 on environmental assessment that the town could have paid for him, basically. So don't let that happen to you and your developers. And if you're acquiring properties, just make sure you're doing your due diligence to have the phase ones done first, and the grant will pay for those also. So.
Well, thanks for bringing us back up to speed on that. I think I personally had forgotten that it was out there, so it's good to know. And Mayor, you'll help us make sure it gets consumed.
We communicate on a regular basis.
All right, very good. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, one question. When you say you can reapply, is that reapplying for a new $500,000 round, or just or the remaining of what you had left to extend, I guess, that life of the original 500?
If you're going to extend, we would be extending in the summer of 2024.
Okay.
If you want to reapply for more funds, whether it's 300 or 400 or 500 is the max, then you would need to spend down in order to keep you from having a gap in available funding, and a gap can be a year. You would want to spend down 70% of the 500 by basically late summer of this year.
Okay. Yeah.
Then we could apply this year, and if you show EPA that you're spending the funds, there's a really good chance you'd get additional funds in another application round, which means you would probably not spend down all of your money until you had funds available in a new grant that would start next year.
Can you put late summer on a calendar?
I'm sorry?
Can you put late summer on a calendar?
Yes, sir.
What is the date?
September 30th is usually the date we look at.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
Well, that's fine. Just want to clarify, you said this officially runs out September of next year, 2025?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, we could, if we haven't spent it down and there's funds remaining that you have need for at that point in time, we could always ask for an extension. But when that runs out, then you're going to have a gap if we don't apply for you this year.
And you mentioned starting phase one on, I believe, two or three places. Mm-hmm. So when those are completed, that's going to spend down some of this $300,000?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any approximate cost?
The last report I have is for the end of January. I can get your report for the end of, well, the next one we would have would be end of February, which I don't have in front of me.
Okay.
So that's 1 month behind, basically, 1 month old, a month and a half old.
I just didn't know how much that's going to affect this 300 towards the 70%.
Just two phases, it's probably $7,000 or $8,000.
Oh, okay.
Not a lot.
Good question. Yeah. Any other questions?
Good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. And ladies.
Reedy Financial.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Got two things for you today. If you would go to page 11 first on the financial update, the full version, you'll see we've added in a new fund on there, Fund 4448. This is going to be now used for any miscellaneous revenues that the main TIF fund gets in. They'll be transferred over to this fund that then we can use for what you guys want to use that money for. Right now we have the theater purchase in there right now and the projections, and we'll just keep updating this fund as we get more info and more revenues keep going in. That's the only thing new on the financial update. If there's any other questions on any other of the pages on there, let me know.
I think that money can probably be backed out, correct?
Right, because that project is dead, right?
Sorry?
The theater purchase.
The community agency building, if you've got that in here, then that can be backed out because that has been purchased
by
somebody else. So.
that's all I have on the financial update. If y'all are good there, we'll move on to the April reporting requirements.
Anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Starting on page 3 of these, you'll see an overview of kind of all the annual reporting requirements that we'll do this year. Under that green box there at the top, you have the April report that we'll take care of today. After this, the last step is just to input all the info on Gateway. We'll take care of all that. And then under the blue box there at the bottom, other action items for fiscal year 25, we'll do your excess incremental pass-through in June, and then your neutralizations, as well as your TIF impact, and then we will be all done for this year's reporting requirements. Just to go through this requirement for you, we will start on page 6 and look at each month-to-month of last year, 2023, December ending at roughly 7.8 million there. And then kind of your zoomed out version on page 7, all the expenditures. In TIF revenues, you guys said 5.9 roughly, total revenues of 6.5, total expenditures of 7.086, and of course your year end balance again of 7.8 for 2023 in the main TIF fund. The Bushman area had TIF revenues of 414,000, total expenditures of 201,000, ending the year at 728,000 in total. The Silgan area, 214,000 in TIF revenues and 116,000 in expenditures, ending the year at 125,000. The Tech Park, ending the year at $239,000 due to those revenues being delayed, if you guys remember that. Fund 4651 ending at $277,000. The 2019 RDA trustee ended at $798,000 with $45,000 in revenues and $223,000 in expenditures. And then I won't go through each and every one of the debt obligations and bond funds on there, but you guys can take a look at those as well. If there's any questions on there, let me know. Besides that, you will see all the parcel data for parcel by parcel for each allocation area. Do you guys have any questions on any of that parcel info that you see on here?
Do you have any questions? It's a lot of information in short order, but nothing unusual. Okay. Doesn't look like there's any other questions.
Other than that, this report was provided to the City Council, and then, like I said, we'll take care of getting everything submitted to Gateway, and that'll be it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Claims. Has everybody had a chance to look at the claims for today? If so, would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Second.
And we have a second. Thank you. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Any other miscellaneous business? Dan, did you want to speak?
Good afternoon, everyone. Just want to thank you again for the time last month to share with you about Spark Jackson County. Just want to make myself available to you this afternoon if you had any questions that you formulated in the past month. I think there was discussion about possibly emailing some questions. So welcome back if you have those, or I'm happy to answer any today.
Have you all narrowed down your focus on the building or decided what building you're going to use?
Getting close.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of good feedback on helping us make that decision. So I know it's kind of hard for me to ask for something that's not an ask yet. I understand that. So as soon as we have that, I can formalize that in a presentation back to you. Once we have a specific property in mind.
Dan, what's the timeline on, is there any, I guess, anything that's come together on what the timing of the Ready Grant cycle's gonna look like and when that, when you're gonna need that answer?
That would be a Mr. Jim Plump question, because it changes so often.
As of today, we are supposed to get word from the state on Ready 2.0 funding on April 11th.
That will be when you get the, what the guidelines will be and when?
That will be supposedly, and again, supposedly, that's when they will say South Central Indiana,
gets
you
X.
are going to get X number of dollars, so that's when the process will start, so that we at least know what we're going to have to work with, and then we will go through a, we have projects that we've talked about, but we've also always continued to say, once we know what we have to work with, we'll be opening it up for other applications. So it's gonna take some time, but again, by the time you all meet at the end of April, we may have an idea of what we're looking at in this three-county region.
So by then we should know how big the pie is, just not how it's gonna be sliced, basically.
And what's the timeline for how long we'll have to decide which projects, I guess, get funded and don't, or you know, are included or not?
I think it's one of those where this is gonna look a little different than the first Ready, because if you might recall, those were ARPA funds and had a lot of federal strings attached as to, you know, how you could spend them, when you had to spend them by, or at least commit them. These are all state funds, so you won't have the federal strings attached to it. Plus, that during the governor's state address, he announced that Lilly had added $250 million. So that 500 million pot became 750 million, although the Lilly money was more specific for blight, arts, and some very specific things. And so, as Dan mentioned, that's one of those unknowns right now, how that's going to look. But from all accounts we get, we're not going to be under any time crunch to have things committed or spent by the end of the year or the end of next year. We're gonna have some time.
I guess where I was going with it, when would we need, if we're part of the match, I mean, when would we need to have a, when would be a drop dead for us to make a decision, I guess? I mean, is that April, May, next year sometime? I mean, that's the...
You know, I think that my best guess is that there could be a need for local match towards the end of this year, maybe, but I think it'll be next year before I think things will really start rolling with some of the, you know, larger projects. But it's, I mean, it could be fourth quarter of this year, and I stress
could be,
and that's just, that's nothing more than a wild guess.
Okay.
Apologize for being on the spot, but you have the best, most up-to-date information, so the source is in the room, so.
Dan, has there been any progress on building ownership and how that structure would look? I mean, is the chamber going to own it, or is there going to be a new entity created, or what's the...
Yeah, the approach at this point is that the chamber would have ownership of that, just because we've been in the driver's seat of this process from inception, but we're open to whatever that needs to look like to make the project happen. That's been our intent all along, is we being the chamber, we've held this project in our hands to carry it, but loosely, because it makes more sense for someone else or a group of someone else's to take that piece of it and run with it, then we're gonna hand it over. And we just wanna see it happen in the community.
Okay.
Do I remember seeing somewhere that it had to be a 501c3 that owns it? Or am I making that up?
That was mentioned as an option in the meeting minutes from last month that was included.
Because you are not a 501(c)(3).
The chamber operates as a C6, but we have a 501(c)(3) foundation as well.
Okay, good question. And Jim, your crystal ball is probably better than anybody else in the room, so yeah, appreciate you chiming in there. Anything else for Dan? Thank you, Dan.
Very good, thank you.
Dan Davis, I have something at my place, but I realize I'm the only one. Did you want to?
Oh, no, that was from last time.
It's just for me, perfect.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Mayor, anything else?
Yeah, the only thing that I would add is just a reminder on the Second Street project. I know Reedy's has reviewed it. Your total, and I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, will come in higher than what the original conversation. The invoice has not come in yet. They told us they'd get it to us in 2 weeks, and here we are about 3 weeks later. So thank you to the state for getting it to us. But that will probably come in between now and the next meeting. I believe they like a 10-day turnaround on that. So.
Yeah, I know you guys sent out an email about it, and I don't think there was ever a consensus reached. The only question I had was, I realized we have approved the project, I realized costs go up, but it was several hundred thousand dollars, as I recall, that was going to be extra. So maybe this is the forum to do that, to formalize our support for spending that money so that when it comes in, it can be paid. So I want to give everybody a chance to chime in on that. Does anybody have any thoughts? Does anybody remember how much more it was?
I'm going to go more than several hundred thousand, because I was thinking like 1.4 maybe. I know the entire project came in $6 million over bid. I know we were able to work with the state, rearrange a few things. They were able to help out some more, change the percentage match, which is then where we led to the conversation with Reedy and you guys to make sure that we could cover the extra. I know we had set aside three. We were looking at 4 point.
Right. So that was kind of my point, is that's just a lot of extra money to pull out from under the pillow. And not that we're not supportive of the project, but I want to formalize the discussion.
And of course, my understanding is that, you know, especially looking at the cost that continue to rise and everything, I don't think we're going to be able to I don't think the project's going to happen for any less than what we're looking at now. And right now we have additional funding sources to help with it. And if we waited, would we lose the state funding? And then have to do the project anyway at a higher cost.
So I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't think it's going to get any cheaper over time. I think if we push it back 6 months into the next fiscal year, I think we still end up in a place where it comes in at a higher bid, or at least the levels it's at. Then the flip side of it is you do all that. I don't think we'll get the state match if we push it to the next fiscal year, like we're being offered right now to get us to the finish line. I think we'll miss out on 3 point. And again, I didn't grab my notes on it, so I apologize.
Was it a scope change or simply a cost change?
Cost change is the major piece. There were some minor changes in some of the drainage aspects, but those were minimal compared to the entire project just going up in cost on materials and labor.
And no other sources of funding to cover the shortfall?
There is a conversation of some potential more once they bid the April lettings. I'm not holding my breath on that. It would be nice if it did, which that gets you to the few hundred thousand that you mentioned earlier. But there is a potential out there, but they won't know until after their April lettings. So there's a $30 million project up north that they want to get bids in on before they can commit more to it.
Okay.
Of course, we may be at that point before they send us anyways.
If we proceed forward with this and support, what type of lock-in do we have on that price because of cost increase that it's not going to go up again once we get in the middle of it? So
this is actually the bid price that was provided. We had two bidders, Milestone and Dave O'Meara, the two bidders that come in on this project. We've already locked in the inspection company for this project. Ultimately, paying this invoice once it gets here locks us into where it is set. Barring any changes as far as change orders, which would be more of a scope change than a materials change. So this gets us locked in once they get us the invoice sent.
Anybody else have anything?
I mean, I'm just rereading the email right now, and I guess I'm, after reading it, I don't really feel like it's clear what's the top dollar amount that we would be approving here.
4.714.
Thank you.
Okay. So that's...
You got the email pulled up too?
Okay. Yeah, 4.714.
Compared to an original approval of what?
You have set aside currently 3. You got Frischie's email on that chain, Cole?
Look here.
Okay, so we're not approving an additional 4.7 million.
No, you're just approving...
Okay, because that's where I was unclear, because it looks like it's an additional 4.7 million, which then I was like...
No.
Okay.
The additional is 1.714.
So you'd originally locked in right at 3.06 or something like that.
Okay, and there's potential that NDOT may have some extra money in there.
And again, I'm not holding my breath until... So she gets that last project bid, and then we'll see if she can help a little more.
I think given the amount, we probably need to approve this with a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve this change.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.
And ma'am.
Okay, does anybody else have anything else for the good of the order? If not, we're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Nate, what's the date on that email?
2/28 was the original email from Matt.
There's no.
Of course, I'm assuming that'll be very, very rare.